This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Celebrating 10 years on the air, thanks to Australia's only LGBTIQ+ radio station, Joy 94.9. This is QNN.
I'm Matthew Wade, and this is your QNN update. University of Sydney students have started a petition calling for the resignation of the head of campus security after a tribunal found he was homophobic in his previous career as a police officer. Last week, the New South Wales Civil and Administrative Tribunal found that former Newtown Local Area Command Superintendent Simon Hardman had discriminated against four gay officers in 2015. Hardman left the New South Wales Police Force and joined University of Sydney as Head of Campus Security and Emergency Management in 2017. Over the weekend, University of Sydney's Queer Action Collective launched a change.org petition calling for Hardman to resign. Australia's first and only LGBTIQ radio station, Joy 94.9, has announced it will be relocating to the Victorian Pride Centre next year. Joy CEO, Ange Barry, said Joy 94.9 was delighted to work in partnership with the Victorian Government and the Pride Centre to embark on a bright future for this unique community asset. Joy turned 26 years old recently after beginning its first transmission above a hardware store in South Melbourne on the 1st of December 1993. While the recent Mardi Gras AGM was a reasonably quiet affair, one of the outcomes is likely to cause loud repercussions. A motion brought by radical group Pride in Protest to challenge the sponsorship of American pharmaceutical giant Gilead was passed as follows at the AGM. This meeting recommends that the board move to condemn 2019 Mardi Gras sponsor Gilead for the price gouging of PrEP in the US. Lead member of Pride in Protest, Charlie Murphy, was voted onto the Mardi Gras board of directors and will spearhead a campaign against Gilead and other corporate sponsors that do not align with LGBTIQ values. In another huge coup for the Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras, pop superstar Kesha has been announced as a performer at the 2020 Mardi Gras party. The addition of the US singer, songwriter, rapper, and actress means the party will now feature superstar music acts from both sides of the Atlantic, with British superstar Dua Lipa previously announced for the event. Kesha and Dua Lipa will join a smorgasbord of local talent at the party to be held on Saturday the 29th of February at the Horden Pavilion, immediately after the world-famous Mardi Gras parade. Newcastle gay couple Rod Jones and Tim Sattler have won Network 10 reality TV show The Amazing Race Australia. The personal trainers, the latest in a long line of gay reality TV contestants on Australian television, took home the program's $250,000 cash prize in the season finale, which aired last week. In a post on Instagram, the pair wrote, "The race was the greatest adventure of our lives and hands down the best thing we've ever done. Being a part of this race has changed our lives, and we're so happy and grateful to have had the opportunity." An American substitute teacher has been fired after telling a fifth grade classroom that homosexuality is wrong, after one student said they were thankful for finally being adopted by my two dads. In a Twitter video that has now gained widespread attention, one of the dads said their child was bullied after the teacher at a Utah public school asked students in the class what they were thankful for before they left for Thanksgiving break. The substitute teacher was fired soon afterwards, according to the staffing company that had placed the woman at the Deerfield Elementary School in Cedar Hills, Utah. That was your QNN update. Now to Tanya with your sport report.
Trans athlete Hannah Mouncey says in her experience, people will do what's easier over what's right. Mouncey was blocked from entering the AFLW draft in 2017 due to her physique and told Star Observer she's now been left out of the Aussie Women's Handball World Championships as she refused to meet the request of several players and managers to use different showers and change rooms. She says despite the backlash she'll receive, she feels a responsibility to do what's right in order to make things easier for those who follow in her footsteps.
Thanks, Tanya. That's what's making news in the LGBTI community this week. The QNN team will be back here next week, or you can find us wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for QNN. I'm Matthew Wade.
QNN was recorded at Joy 94.9. Get your queer news and entertainment fix daily. Tune in to Joy 94.9 at joy.org.au or via our app, distributed across the Community Radio Network with thanks to the Community Broadcasting Association of Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.